Jeremiah 15. Then the Lord said to me, "Even if Moses and Samuel should stand before me, my heart would not go out to this people. Send them from my presence, and let them go. If they ask you, 'Where shall we go?' you are to tell them that this is what the Lord says: those destined for death, to death; those destined for the sword, to the sword; those destined for famine, to famine; and those destined for captivity, to captivity. I will appoint over them four kinds of destroyers, declares the Lord: the sword to kill, the dogs to drag away, and the birds of the air and beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. I will make them a horror to all the kingdoms of the earth, because of what Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, did in Jerusalem. Who will have pity on you, O Jerusalem? Who will mourn for you? Who will turn aside to ask about your welfare? You have forsaken me, declares the Lord. You have turned your back. So I will stretch out my hand against you, and I will destroy you. I am weary of showing compassion. I will scatter them with a winnowing fork at the gates of the land. I will bereave and destroy my people who have not turned from their ways. I will make their widows more numerous than the sand of the sea. I will bring a destroyer at noon against the mothers of young men. I will suddenly bring upon them anguish and dismay. The mother of seven will grow faint. She will breathe her last breath. Her sun will set while it is still day. She will be disgraced and humiliated. And the rest I will put to the sword in the presence of their enemies, declares the Lord. Woe to me, my mother, that you have borne me, a man of strife and conflict in all the land. I have neither lent nor borrowed, yet everyone curses me. The Lord said, "Surely I will deliver you for a good purpose. Surely I will intercede with your enemy in your time of trouble, in your time of distress. Can anyone smash iron from the north? Or bronze? Your wealth and your treasures I will give up as plunder, without charge, for all your sins within all your borders. Then I will enslave you to your enemies in a land you do not know, for my anger will kindle a fire that will burn against you. You understand, O Lord. Remember me and attend to me. Avenge me against my persecutors. In your patience, do not take me away. Know that I endure reproach for your honor. Your words were found, and I ate them. Your words became my joy and my heart's delight. For I bear your name, O Lord God of hosts. I never sat with the band of revelers, nor did I celebrate with them. Because your hand was on me, I sat alone. For you have filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unending, and my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? You have indeed become like a mirage to me, water that is not there. Therefore, this is what the Lord says: If you return, I will restore you. You will stand in my presence. And if you speak words that are noble instead of worthless, you will be my spokesman. It is they who must turn to you, but you must not turn to them. Then I will make you a wall to this people, a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you to save and deliver you, declares the Lord. I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless.